Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of the Travel Host Hometown Tourist Quick Take. This morning we hear from local historian Michael Albrecht about Fredericksburg's own pyramid.
One of the most interesting and original monuments on any of the four nearby battlefields is the Meade Pyramid, which is located on the opposite side of the railroad tracks just off Lee Drive near Prospect Hill. Now, this unique structure marks the only site where federal troops were able to break through the Confederate Army of Northern Virginia's lines during the Battle of Fredericksburg in December of 1862. Though it is not officially recorded in the history records, the National Park Service claims that the 23-foot-high granite pyramid dates back to 1897. During that time, the Confederate Memorial Literary Society wanted to place markers along the railroad tracks marking significant Civil War sites. Their design used a 90-foot pyramid located in Richmond's Hollywood Cemetery as the model. In 1898, the Richmond, Fredericksburg, and Potomac Railroad hauled over 17 tons of Virginia granite to construct the pyramid. Visitors to the Fredericksburg battlefield can see the monument by driving to the end of Lee Drive at Prospect Hill. There is signage nearby that explains the monument's legacy. I would like to add, though, that the nearby railroad line is still active, and it is highly recommended that visitors do not cross the tracks to get a closer view of the monument. The Meade Pyramid is just one of the many historical sites that are off the beaten path here in the Fredericksburg, Spotsylvania, and Stafford area. For more information on all of the surrounding area's hallowed grounds and markers, both known and unknown, visit one of the area's visitor centers or exhibit shelters located on the battlefields.
Look for local historian Michael Albrecht's upcoming book, Campfires at the Crossroads, Confederate Encampments of Spotsylvania County, as part of the History Press's American Chronicles series, and you can find out more information on his website, pinstripepress.net. That's pinstripepress.net. Next week, we'll have a feature you won't want to miss, so keep tuning in to News Talk 1230 WFVA for this and all your local news and information.